Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
The way you start, the thermometer, the requirement for that exam will be given to you by revelation. There are certain things that may be happening in your life, and God will tell you, don't pray about it, don't worry, I'll take care of it. But we are talking about gates that have resistance this morning. And the Lord will tell you, this one, this is what you need to do. That thing may sound very stupid, but that's the requirement. But how do you hear this is the requirement if you are not in the spirit? John said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. You know? And sometimes people just feel that hearing God is cheap. Like the person who walked up to me at my car and said, God told me that you have a word for me. And I say, I'm not, he didn't tell me anything. Because if you could hear, I have a word for you, why didn't you just relax and let him tell you yourself? And she kept hounding me until I shut her down. Some people don't understand spiritual things. The work of a prophet is not to be God in your life. And people still don't get it. They still don't get it. When you are in grade 1, grade 2, I used to tease my youngest son way back. Or like my friends in Ghana, way back. When it's time for exam, they will still do tutorial for them that morning. Abi, for those of us who have young children, they will still revise or whatever they are going to give them. But when you get to SS1, nobody has time, you fail. If you cannot remember on your own what it will take to pass this type of exam. If you don't know, you are still thinking you are a small boy, you are a small girl, because they pamper you at home. Your teacher doesn't care about your future. For them, even if you fail, it's good for them because you pay again. The same thing in life and destiny. There are requirements. What it might have taken you to get to this level in your life may not be what it requires to sustain and move to a higher level. You must understand, many of us are playing games. A lot of Christians are playing games. I'm following Instagram prophets who have no experience with God. And they are telling you in 1 minute, how can you master? So if you could, the day I would believe any Instagram 1 minute prophet is the day you now tell me you can learn how to write code in 1 minute. Then I will believe in 1 minute prophet. It's a lie. Anything that is significant and has capacity to give life or destroy, you can't learn it in 1 minute. The idea of the 1 minute is for you to go back and look for the full message. The same thing, when you are saddled and presented with revelation, when the Lord says, concerning this your son, this is the destiny I prepared for him. This is the way to pray for him. This is the way to pray for him. It may be different from the way God will require you to pray for your daughter, because the destinies are different. The sacrifices to be offered will be different. The covenants that they will be required to enter into will be different. And there are a time will come when even you will not be allowed to interfere with their destiny. You'll be asked to step back. So Isaac must now make up his mind if he will walk in the same covenant that his father walked in. A time will come when Jacob will have to decide if what he wants in his life is 2 wives, 3 wives, 4 wives, 5 wives. Do you understand? The thing is in the bloodline. Faith did not remove it. Abraham, my friend, he did not remove that one. It was the Lord that led the servant to marry Rebecca. But Rebecca was a difficult wife. She wasn't the best of persons. She was a schemer. But that's the will of God. And you too, when they gave you a schemer, you did not tell her, in our own house, this is the way we behave. I am the head of this house. Not we. I am the head of this house. And just because your wife earns more than you doesn't mean you should relinquish your authority as the head. No, this and no peace. Because people don't want to offend you. All those 1 minute Instagram, whatever, motivational speakers. And they tell you what people want to hear so that you can be happy with them. I came to tell you, sir, you are the head of your house. If anything goes wrong there, even though it was Eve that made the mistake, Adam was the first person God spoke to. Don't gamble away your destiny. This is not partnership, it's covenant. The same thing, when God presents you with revelation, I want us to pray before we have the Holy Communion and impartation. When God presents you with revelation, then the next thing is, do I understand what is being presented to me? Because I realize that there are people that actually, revelational experiences are not strange to them. They see visions. There are people that hear God's voice in their ear like this. You see them scratching their ear because they hear it inside the ear. They don't even hear it in their heart. They hear it as though the thing is inside the ears. That's how they hear it. I saw a seer one day, and the man began to complain. He said, I don't want to see any vision again. I don't want to have any vision. I see angels. He said, I'm tired. I don't want to see anything. Sir, what is the problem? He said, every time God speaks to me, he speaks in parables. And I am still as confused as a man that did not see anything. Because if I saw 7 candlesticks, God did not tell me each candle is for 1 year. I didn't know. Or the candle may represent a church, like in Revelations. You don't assume that simply because the last person who saw 7 candles, it meant a church, 7 churches. That is the situation in your case. The idea of revelation is that when you are being presented with something that leaves you in a state of confusion, what God is trying to tell you is that your prayer has just started. So you need to now begin to seek me more. What people now do is that they will now be looking for prophets to interpret. If we keep interpreting, how will you grow? You try and do first aid. And I'm not saying you cannot be helped. I'm just saying that you have been introduced to an opportunity to learn in God's university. This is why a lot of people are so anointedly ignorant. But not you. I say not you. When you are introduced to the faculty of revelation, then you are able to, then the next thing must now to pray for understanding. You must pray for understanding. So that tomorrow when you go to a church and somebody says, go and bring sand. Or take this salt. Use it to bait. Don't you hear such things? Sometimes I need to be sure if I'm the one that is running. They tell you, use this thing for favor. A lady spoke. I was listening to them. She said, I listen to all these people. She said, I am a marine child. She said, I don't hide it. He said, I don't do evil. He said, but not all marine children are like me. He said, there are water children and there are marine children. He said, they are different. I said, my God. Talk to me, sister. I want to hear you. It was a live interview on YouTube. Be watching Arsenal. The people you are competing with, the people you are competing with, that contract, there are marine children there. She said, if we take you to the water to bait for you, to do anything, you have become a marine child. I started counting. How many times did they carry me there? 25. I have a certificate. Say marine children. He said, whether they go to church or not. He said, if they speak to water, it will respond to them. If they are sick, if they speak to water and they drink it, they will be well. You see all this smoke screen on Instagram? It is to take our eyes away from the supernatural world. A lot is happening. She said, those of us that are marine children, not water children. She said, the marine, say, just imagine how vast the ocean is. There are sharks. There are whales. There are some fishes that are so tiny, nobody looks at them. Say the same way. Say when someone is a marine child, say they could be very dangerous. You don't know who they are until you meet them. Some of them have more propensity for destruction. Because that's their nature. They are sharks. Some could be a turtle. He minds his business. If you see your wala, he will just go into his shell. But when you now hit the shell, and you start having migraine, you know. And then she now added salt to injury. So I was in the church for many years. So I danced. I know all the songs. So I called the name of Jesus. So I shout. It's all I will just tell you. And this is the moral. Say all I will tell you. She was talking to the host. If you want to serve Jesus, follow him with all your heart. Say, because once we see you, we know who you are. I say, Hakole Makasa. She gave us a cancer. The thing I've been trying to say for years, that they wanted to throw me down from the mountain. The lady said, all I will tell you. Say, because many of you, I found you to be empty shells. That's why I stopped going to church. So all I will tell is that if you say you're a Christian, follow him. Don't add anything. Don't take anything from us in the name of spiritual help. He said, because when we see you, we will know you and we'll come after you. Don't insult us by mentioning Jesus when you came to us secretly for help. You're at home. Your mom will just come. Bring salt. Say from one prophet. Hey, take it back. Don't bring it to this house. Say, this is what we do in our family. Hey, drop it outside. Drop it outside. Don't bring it here. I went somewhere. Hey, stop going. Stop going. Stay outside. Stay outside. Let me plead the blood of Jesus on this place first. People that never, they are, nothing is enough for them. Always looking for what is not missing. The word of God is not enough. They must always add something. There is a room for artifacts like, you know, the shadow of Peter casting out devils and aprons being taken about. But not, you can, if you are not careful, you can overdo it. But you know, when God's servant came here last week, he gave clear instructions. And today, I came to tell you, it's the day of your release. Now let me tell you ahead. If you are official, you don't say amen. Today's anointing works with talking, you know. Sincerely overtaking is allowed. I have to tell you ahead. The instruction was clear. On the seventh day, tell them to shout. If they did not shout, Jericho will not fall. All your 7 days wasted. I'm tired of going in circles. I don't know about you. You know what it means to go around, pitch a client, last minute they'll just tell you nothing. You know what it means to go round, like play, 30 years old, 32, no job. Nobody's asking you, what are you selling? No, not again. Come on, say not anymore. There are certain prayers we are going to pray this morning, and I want you to please pray, because many of us have lost time, and we need God to help us recover time, and only God can recover time. Come on, are you with me this morning? We are going to take our first prayer point this morning. If I can't preach, I'll leave it to, but we'll pray. In Psalms chapter 90 and verse 14. You're changing everything in obedience to Christ, transforming everything in me in obedience to Christ. Oh, satisfy me early with your mercy, so that I can rejoice and be glad all of my days. Begin to pray with this scripture in the name of Jesus. Satisfy me early. Put your name there and begin to pray. I need prayer warriors this morning. Satisfy me early. Oh, makataye makuriande sitaya. Satisfy me, Lord. Satisfy me, Lord. I don't want to miss my season. I don't want to be a wasted element. Oh, satisfy me, Eli, with your mercy. Satisfy me, Eli, with your mercy, so that I can rejoice and be glad all of my days. Rabbi Gandolo Borokosiha. Azelebele no hosidalian isaria. Robelikan demakasukataya. Lift up your voice and pray. Lord, satisfy me early. Lord, satisfy me early. Oh, rabalege de bosutaye legalida. Ah, rabalia kuzetaida. Zelegedebele sutaya. Zekataya bale gedeboro sutaya. Zekala superande. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, when you read this scripture, you may be tempted to think you know what satisfy means. But I want to read it to you in the Hebrews. The word satisfy is the word sabah. S-A-W-B-A-H, sabah. That word means full to satisfaction. It's not just satisfy. It's what? Full to satisfaction. When you yourself say, ah, Baba, you have blessed me too much. When you look around and say, ah, this is too much. What have I done to deserve this? When God looks at you and says, I like your face. Take again, you take. You are living in a mansion. I don't want you to... He said, I don't want you to leave this mansion. Live in a castle. Then he will change it again. And people say, why is God... He said, you say, God, it's too much. It's too much. He said, because you said it's too much. Take another one. Look, look, you don't know what I'm talking about. A man, listen to me. A man brought offerings and sacrifice to God. And God said, what do you want? He said, I want wisdom. Isn't that a good request? God said, you didn't ask for money. You think praying for money is what gives you money? No, it's wisdom. God said, because you did not ask. The one you did not ask, I want to give you. I'm happy. I'm happy. Boom, take it. Excuse me. What business does Solomon do? No business. He just became king. God said, long life. Take. Boom. People will be going after you. They hate you. They are not aware that your life is a symbol of covenant. Yes, that it was Baba himself who said, I will give you long life. Which means whoever comes against you will meet with roadblock. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, full to satisfaction. Look, 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 look. Listen to me. You can get promoted every year. Every year. Every year. God can be creating problems every 6 months and only you will be solving it. Listen. It says, the word means to be full to satisfaction, to have enough. Do you know what it means to have enough? 10 people stand in front of you. We have this problem. Say, take 100,000, take 500,000. You are not even bothered. Take 1 million. This one. So you have enough. You have enough. I said you have enough. Because we are going to pray this prayer. Look, go and download a Bible that has concordance from App Store or wherever. Because when you read, the English is very limited. The English language is very limited. Now, look at that word satisfy and look at this one. Satisfy means like, just, okay. This one says full to satisfaction. Full to have enough. That means you can spread and you are not bothered. You can give out. You are inclined to help. You are not being blessed to keep. You are inclined to help. Can you lift up your voice and pray again? And say, Lord, I want to be full to satisfaction. I want to be full to satisfaction. Korabikan de lekatosia. Oh, zekelende berona sitaya. Ropolekan de regede bosutaya. Satisfy us early. Satisfy us early. Oluwa etete damilo. Satisfy us early. Korabakataline Kesotaya. Zokale Bakataya Le Marosikada. Zoketelianda. Robalikande Kasikatalianda. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put up that scripture. He says, satisfy us early with what? Now, I want you to look at the word early. Word boker. B-O-K-E-R. Boker. This word means satisfy me as the break of day. Huh? It means as the morning dawns. Huh? As the morning is dawning. When people are trying to get ready, satisfy me. Don't let me join the rat race. Don't let me join the rat race. As the day is breaking. Are you with me, sir? As the day is breaking, as the sun is about to come out, satisfy me. Don't let me join the rat race. Don't let me join the traffic. Satisfy me early. As the day is breaking, lift up your voice. As the day is breaking, over every season, over every day, over my life, satisfy me as the day breaks. Olua Eshanu, as the day breaks. Olua Edamilo, as the day breaks. Rabiga Dulisikala. Are you praying? Robalehala, Zoketeliende, Zopiala. Rabila nosuta, Ramika dosilaka, Rabia lekonokosita. Satisfy me, satisfy me, satisfy me, leparako tosikada. Satisfy us Elia, so that we may rejoice. Barukete kezekataya, leprakuto zikata, leprakute zakaya. Satisfy us Elia, satisfy us Elia. Yekede lebokuta yikasa. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That amen is weak. Now, we are going to pray this prayer as a family. When you pray this next prayer, you are going to mention your name, your brother's name, your sister's name, your children's name, everybody in your family. You are going to prophesy this scripture. Lord, the family of, you mention your family. And then you say, Lord, satisfy us. Satisfy us. I don't want only you to be the person making it in that family. I don't want you to be the only person. I don't want them to be bombarding you with requests for money. Oluwa edawa no. As a family, gagabi delay, mention the name of your family and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, answer us, satisfy us as a family. Mention the name of your brother. Mention the name of your sister. Mention the name of your parents. Mention the name of the children, the grandchildren. Begin to call upon the name of God. Oluwa o. Oluwa o. Edawa lo. Oluwa. Ero anu yisiwa. Send your mercy. Satisfy us Elia. Do something new in our family. In the name of Jesus. Rabiga dosutaya. Legedeborokoto sikatai, lebrokoto zuketeia, limakata sikada isele. Satisfy us early. Satisfy over the Harvest Word Assembly. Satisfy us early. Over every family represented this morning. Satisfy us early. Oluwa edawa lo. Bring every family out of the prison. Bring us out of resistance. Bring us out of backwardness. Bring us out of delayed testimonies. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, this same scripture, give me the Amplified Classic. I want to show you something. This is the continuation of last Sunday's service. Look at this. Oh, satisfy us with your mercy and loving kindness in the morning. Come on, say in the morning. There is a season in your life that is called morning. There are certain things that should happen to you in the morning. And the man of God now says, Do it now before we are older. Do it now. There is a time that if God does it, there will be no glory in it. Before we are too old to enjoy it. Before we are too old, look at the scriptures. Look at the scriptures. He says, satisfy us in the morning. There is a season of your life that is called morning. Hold on, pay attention. Listen to me. If you... The scripture says in the book of Lamentations, say it is good for a man to bear his yoke while he is young. You see, there are things called yoke. Nobody can bear it for you. Nobody can bear it for you. If you refuse to learn the way of the Spirit, this is how to move your life forward. And you are going up and down. And you are going from conference to conference. And you refuse to learn the clear cut without any fluff and drama. These are the seven things my destiny is built around. And you know it. That for you, Oluwa Gbenga, food can no longer be your friend. It must be an ally. Which means you cannot eat just because you want to. You can no longer eat. I have allowed you eat for 40 years. Not again. You will not eat like that again. The Bible says, woe unto that land where there are princes. Eat in the morning. So you now know that this one, I may be living with you in the same house. And you fry egg and all of that. But I may wake up in the morning and I may simply take a cup of tea. Because I know that my spiritual sensitivity is tied to an empty stomach. If I continue to eat, I will be belching on the altar. And the spirit that will be prophesying will be the spirit of gluttony. You must know what your destiny requires. You must know. See, this one is by experience. So no pastor can come and tell you this is it. You will know that the kind of innovations I am bringing to this world, this is the type of person I must be. When Daniel got to the land of Babylon and his friends, they found out the requirement. The requirement is vegetable. If we want to survive here, we cannot eat food offered to idols. Because before you know, some pastors will come to Babylon and say, it doesn't matter, it's by faith. Amen, hallelujah. And then all of you start to eat. You even have people start sharing testimonies. Oh, when I had that food, oh, glory to God. Rubbishing your own sanctification. Then after 5 years, you now notice that people's spirits are getting weak. People no longer have ears for sound doctrine. People no longer have ears for rebuke. People no longer have, you know, anything that responds towards, you know, sacrifice. Praying systematically 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. When I used to attend scripture pastor in Ibadan, they know that there are some churches. They will not tell you to pray. They will teach you. Sunday service. I don't know if they do 2 services now, but there is one service. But that service is when the Holy Spirit closes. That was the church where I took a lady. After I led her to Christ, the lady went back to UI to go and tell us, oh, may we not be too hard or difficult for God to use. The lady has a shop in one of the halls in the University of Ibadan. And I left Ife. While I was doing my master's, I went to visit my guys there. Those are the days of West Solution. If you know, you know. If you don't know, don't worry about it. Agbowo was our headquarters. Don't worry. I know you don't get it. Don't worry. Those who are in Ibadan, they know what I'm talking about. So I was staying in the hostel with my friends. And I saw the guy. I wanted to buy something. I just felt led to share the gospel with her. And I told her that I would like to take her to church. She thought it was Anglican church or Catholic church. I took her to scripture pastor. Me, I didn't have money to go to church. I looked for it. Went with another brother. Where is Femi? Morak. Morak. Pastor Morak is a professor now. When we got to the church, the lady has never attended a church. Please, anytime you're in Ibadan, go and look for scripture pastor. Attend 2 Sundays only and come back. Because you may not want to come back. When it was time for... The pastor leads prayer. He leads prayer. After the other pastors, he will not come up. You will see Pastor Lubi. He will go on his knees. On the altar. You are waiting for a prayer point. Prayer has started. You're a first timer. You're already lost. In essence, in Jesus' name, I have life. Once you hear in Jesus' name, I have life, prayer starts. The prayer is like, the moment you say, you also say it, you repeat anything he's saying. As he's saying it, in Jesus' name, we'll pray for Nigeria. In Jesus' name, you are giving life. You will just be reading it, reading. That prayer alone is 1 hour. That recitation. 12 o'clock, message has not started. They are still praying. While we were praying and worshiping, I started weeping. How did we get to this point where big men don't cry again? You can't cry in God's presence. The lady became confused. This church, the pastor was crying. I was praying and weeping. The man didn't say anything terrible. It was just the atmosphere. The lady got to the hostel, called Pastor Murak. Did you enjoy this? I said, the person that took me there cried throughout. The pastor on the altar cried throughout. He said, something is different here. The last time I heard of her, they said that woman was burning. She was burning on fire for God. Why? She went to a church that didn't pander to the world. She went to a church and she had an encounter. She went to a church where people told her that you can have God's presence in your life. And she saw it. She saw the atmosphere. And after the prayer, people went around and started hugging themselves. You can't hug there and be lost in. The hug is too holy. Ha! When they start praying, they will block the gate. You can't come in. What's the rubbish we do now? The Anglicans and Catholics still have it. Their brain is still correct. Because when they pray, I think some other church method, Orthodox church, they put... Pastor Desmond, my friend, he was rushing into a church. He had forgotten that it's not Pentecostal church. They already used that railings or something. They logged it. He wanted... The man just looked at him. Go back. He did not say, sorry, I'm a GO. Say, hey, go back. Once you see that, you can't cross. Even if you are the prelate, you cannot cross. You now ask why those churches are standing for 500 years. And we cannot point to any Pentecostal church that has survived 120. No order, no discipline, no nothing. You just anywhere belief is. Listen, we are going to change, oh. We are going to change. Ah, you want to stand before a holy God and you have no order. You are going to change. Listen. We are going to cry to God. There is something I need to say about you. Once I see that thing, I will be transformed. There is a side of God you need to see. Maybe it's his love. Maybe it's his righteousness. Isaiah saw the Lord. He was a prophet. Ah! He said, no, I'm a sinner. Nobody should call me prophet again. And he repented. There is something about God you have not seen, which is why you are the way you are. There's an encounter you need. Please let me tell your neighbor, there's a particular encounter you need. You are going to pray this morning. Say, Father, whatever it will take, whatever it will take, let there be a visitation. Visit me, visit me. Open the heavens. Come into my space. Come into my space. Efara on me. Lord, whatever it will take, invade my space. Invade my space. Invade my space. I want to see you. I want to behold you. Olega barakuti yakasara. Whatever it will take. Whatever it will take. I'm too cold. I cannot afford to be cold. Rebaleka no mosutaya. Rebala kume regede sota. Rebalo koto yikazitaya. Lebro koto zote kadia zalaya. Rebaluga de bazo de lebele kono zikadia. Libra kada baraku zute ya. Le paragu de bazalia. Yegande makude bisadia. Yekata kada yiga zotaila. Yera Makuretesia. Ah.
Yeah.
Something is going to happen in your family. Something is going to happen in your life. The Spirit of God will invade your home. It will invade your space. There's going to be a change of atmosphere. There's going to be a change of atmosphere in your life, in your family. Rabalega no sutaina kasala. There is an encounter you need. There is an encounter you need. There is something that needs to happen in your life. Something needs to happen. Listen to me. There's going to be a transformation. Something is going to happen. The glory of God will rest upon you. There's going to be a beautiful aura. The glory of God will rest upon you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. He says, satisfy us early with your mercy. Listen, there are times in our lives we know we did not meet the requirement. We know. You are fasting and praying, but you know in your inner mind that this thing you are talking about, you are disqualified. You know. When the doors have been shut against you, then you must become a candidate for mercy. When you have done everything that you know to do and nothing is happening, the only other option is the mercy of God. Satisfy me with your mercy. Satisfy me with your mercy. I don't know what to do again. I don't know what to do again. Oh, my God, satisfy me with your mercy. Let my name become a candidate of mercy. Lord, I don't know what to do again. I don't know where to turn. I don't know who to talk to. Lord, send your mercy in my direction. Send your mercy along my path. Send your mercy. Send your mercy. I don't want to derail. Send your mercy. Lord, send your mercy in my direction. Are you praying? Mercy will fix it. Mercy can fix it. Mercy can fix it. Mercy can fix it. Mercy can fix it. Lekapakoto zekataya. Rabakata lekata bayiza. Ayekata le barakutu zita. Olua. Send your mercy over my children. Over my spiritual children. Send your mercy. Send your mercy. Send your mercy over the harvest word assembly. Send your mercy.
Satisfy us, Elia. We are tired of this data.
Maria. Power come me, power come you, Baba. Power come you, power come me, power come you. Power come me, power come you. Touch me, Lord. Power come me, Ama Maria. Power come me, power come me, oh. Power come me, power come me, oh.
Ava Camilla, Ama Maria. Something is about to shift. Ava Camilla, Ava Camilla. Ava Camilla, Ava Camilla. Ava Camilla, Ava Camilla. Bawa kami ama Maria. Bawa kami, bawa kami yo. Bawa kami, bawa kami yo. Bawa kami, bawa kami yo. Bawa kami ama Maria. Bawa kami, bawa kami yo. Bawa kami, bawa kami yo. Bawa kami, bawa kami yo.
Listen and stay with me as you are singing that song. You know, the last week I was going to spend in the bank. I was on the 3rd Milan Bridge and I was coming with our staff boss. And I saw in the heavens, and the Lord said, now that you have chosen to go with me fully, he said, I give you this angel. His name is called Healing. He said, anytime you see him, he said, anytime you see him, then know that healing is in the house. And as we were singing, I saw him, but I saw 7 of them. Listen to me. I saw them walking. They came in through this door. Listen to me. Today is not, maybe you'll be healed tomorrow. Today, no matter how difficult that situation is, today, they are standing here and they are still standing just around the corner behind that fan. Listen, I want you to be sensitive, because today we are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. Oh, Fawa Kamiyo. Fawa Kamiyo. Fawa Kamiyo. Bawa kami ama Maria. Bawa kami ama Maria. Bawa kami ama Maria.
Bawa kami ama Maria.
Bawa kami ama Maria. Listen, in Exodus chapter 12, and I want to encourage you when you go home, I'll probably still take some time to teach about this, but this is talking about the Passover. Because today is not just a day, it's a season. And there's going to be a major passing over, amen. Hallelujah. Listen. If you have been trusting God for a child, go and write this day down because you are not far away. And another 9-10 months, you are going to be back here with your baby. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Ramakasohe Ledebo. Let me read just a verse or two. He said, and you shall take in verse 7, you shall take of the blood and strike it on the 2 side posts. And on the upper post of the houses, and wherein they shall eat it. In verse 10, and let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remains in the morning, you shall burn with fire. Verse 11, and thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded. The loins in the New Testament speaks about truth, the gospel of truth. It says, you shall have your loins girded. Your shoes on your feet, speaking about the gospel of peace. And your staff in your hand, speaking about your spiritual authority. And the word of God is the foundation for our authority. He said, and you shall eat it in haste, for it is the Lord's Passover. That means, even though you are the one who will leave Egypt, it was the Lord who first passed over. He's only leading you into a place he has already got into. I said he's only bringing you into a new season that he has already established for you. And I prophesy to you this morning that which the Lord has established is coming to pass. That which the Lord has established for you is coming to pass. That which the Lord has done in your life will be forever. In verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt. There are moments when God decides to execute judgment and vengeance. He said, I will pass through the land of Egypt. When? I said today is not a tomorrow thing. It's today. That doctor's report, you will not find it again. Yeah. You see, there are things about God that even theologians will struggle with. Listen, we are in a world or terrain of power. It is dangerous for you to be without power. All right? You will be messed up. Yeah. Something is going to happen to you. Something beautiful. God says, not an angel. He says, I will pass through the land of your life. He said, I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. These are institutions whose main assignment is to keep in bondage. I can see you cannot help yourself, so I will come. God says, I will come. You will take your peace. You stay in the covenant. Let me, your covenant partner, go for you. Oh, you didn't hear me. Your covenant partner. He says, let me talk to them. He says, I want to visit them. He said, anyone that will not listen will die. Some people are still not getting it. He said, I will smite. Do you know what it means to smite? He will walk through the land, touch and die. Touch. Do you know Israel is my firstborn? Do you know Anatu is my first daughter? Do you know Bala is my first son? You touched him? Oh, you are the one that touched him. Oh, and you are still here. You are the one that said will not be promoted. You should have left too. Listen to me. The prison doors are open. And if it interests you, there was no way Israel will come out of Egypt without vengeance. There is no way. Israel is not that type of army. Look at Egypt and Babylon. Different strategies. Egypt is not the type of enemy that will say go. Even after they left, they pursued them again. How did you leave this place? The spirit of Egypt is the spirit that you will be in the office. Every effort you make to be outstanding, they will rubbish it. Every effort. Sincerely, you want to labor, you want to work. Somebody there will say, no, I don't see what you are doing that is special. A man was speaking, and I don't know if I shared that on my status. The man said he was in the office. He was asked to present to the board of directors about a software solution that they needed to implement. But he was not a director. He was just a senior manager. And while he was presenting that thing, somebody who didn't like him, they just said, sorry, hold on, Frank. How can you, a manager, be telling directors how to solve a problem? You are not even supposed to be in this room. What is he doing? It's the warfare of credibility. The battle of credibility. That thing that makes people say, who is she? I know her now. Who? Why are you talking about? Who? This is a small girl. We are talking about serious matters. Once they talk down your credibility and you cave in, that's it. You will never rise in that place again. Do you know what the man did? The man said he kept quiet. Play low. He now asked the man a question. He said, you know, Jesus, our Lord, the daughter, he said, be gentle. I say, what? But be what? He said, sir, thank you. I know I'm not supposed to be here, but I want to ask you a question, sir. You have been a director here for 12 years. Do you have the solution to this problem? Everywhere went quiet. I'm willing to leave, but do you, Sean, do you have the solution to this problem? Because you've been here for years, you should know. That's okay. Can we go back to the slide now? Battle over. Later, that man was promoted. He now joined them as a director. He didn't fight. The moment he started fighting and arguing, you've confirmed what that person said about you, that you are not even meant to be here. There are battles that require swords. There are battles that require wisdom. And knowing the right word to say, under 1 minute, may be the only time you have. The instruction was clear. The instruction was clear. Let every household anoint the top of their house and their doorpost with blood. The instruction was clear. not with wine. God went ahead to say, if you could not afford, if you cannot afford a lamb, partner with your neighbor and buy one that is big and you can share. Because it's going to be a Passover and you are not, this is the last time you will spend in this place. So if we need to, we are not leaving anybody here. If you cannot afford it, we will make provision for you. I want to ask you, if there was someone that was from Egypt, one of the four sons of one of the chiefs in Egypt, but he came to that land that day and he strayed into the house of his friend and could not go back that night, but he was a four son, will he die? Your obedience will protect people around you. Your obedience will protect your children. It will protect your wife. Don't be careless. Instructions have no emotions. This is what God says. You must offer this sacrifice representative of the blood of Jesus and his sacrifice. Which means nobody, no matter how good you are, you cannot cross over to the other side without passing through Jesus Christ. That's the meaning of that statement. And while they were being conscripted into the family of God, God went into the city. You might be enjoying some little blessings because your mother can pray, your father can pray. But the day you decide that from today, I will serve Jesus, God begins to fight your battles. He begins to fight because now there is insurance. You need to understand this thing. The description of Exodus 12 was what our Lord Jesus brought to us when he sat with the disciples, right? And he partook of what we now know as the Lord's Supper. And that was also seemingly in the evening. Everything that Jesus did has an Old Testament equivalent. The only person that will not partake will be a Judas. What happened to Judas? Did he die or not? Are you seeing a correlation somewhere? I don't know if you are following what I'm telling you now. The one that did not partake of the Lord's Supper died. I don't know if he's sinking. The same way, if any Israeli stayed out and could not make it into his father's house where the blood was, he would die. The blood is your covering. Yeah. This is a legal position. You need to understand that why many of us are struggling is because we stepped out of the covering that was provided in the blood of Jesus. When our Lord said to us, this thing you must do in remembrance of me, because you need to remember. Oh, I think I spoke a few Sundays ago about remembering. You need to remember that this blood is enough. He said, do this and remember me. Not you. Remember me. Remember how far I went for you. Remember that you could not have saved yourself. You, your forefathers, would have served idols if I didn't come today. That because I am here now, your family, your own children, your children's children will be removed from an eternal curse because of today. That's what we say, remember. Do this in remembrance of me. When you partake today, remember that it was I that came for you and you did not die. Remember that day you were in that hospital. Remember that day you were very sick and there was nobody at home with you. Remember that time a car almost hit you. Remember Jesus. Anamnesis. That's what he said. Anamnesis, remembering Jesus. Remember him as high priest. Remember him, the one who died, wrote his will, died, and rose again to execute his own will. Remember him. Remember him. Remember. Remember when he saw John in the book of Revelation, he said, I am Alpha and I am Omega. Everything about your life and destiny is inside my name. There is nothing that will happen to you that I'm not aware about. He said, I am Alpha I am Alpha. That Alpha is not just the first letter. It's the beginning of beginnings. I am the Alpha. Your life is before me like this. He said, if I have inscribed your names upon the palm of, that's not tattoo. That's covenant. That's not tattoo. That's covenant. That's covenant. That's covenant. That's covenant. What does that mean? It means he's mindful of you. When he looks at his hand, for the one I love is ever before me, the seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love, for the one
I love is ever before me.
He seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love. I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love. I live for the one I love. Oh, oh, oh.
I live for the one I love.
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 For the one I love.
I saw the angel that is standing with me, standing with you, my dear sister, and he put an envelope in your name, but I saw that your surname was changed, and I saw Mrs. and I saw your name, then it changed. I saw another name. I saw another name behind your surname. God is about to do something new in your life. God is about to do something new in your life. What a merciful God. What a merciful God. I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love. Oh.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love. Oh. Listen, two main things we need to do. There's going to be an impartation by the laying of hands, and we're going to partake of the Holy Communion. There's only a condition I will lay at your feet this morning. When we partake of the communion, we are affirming what our Lord has taught us. This is instruction. We are affirming that we are part of the body of Christ. That means I will never take a position against you. You know, there are things I know spiritually. But sometimes I go online and I listen to wizards. There are some wizards, professional ones, that are bold. They are bold. They are not afraid to say they are witches. I listen to them. And one of the things they have said, which is also in scripture, is that if one of us commits a crime, we will first cover him. And anybody who raises an accusation will pay with it for his, with his life, if there's need for it. He said, because what we have between us is blood. We are bound to ourselves. We are not in doubt about our members. Even if I go to the US now, when they see themselves, they will know that this one is of this order. They will know that, okay, this one is even a higher ranking officer. He said, we know. Say, you Christians that are liars, just anybody, you put Oprah Winfrey on the stage, come and say good morning. Oprah Winfrey needs the gospel. She doesn't need to be on stage. Huh? Davido needs the gospel. We don't need to give him a special seat here. Your situation is critical. We need to quickly get you into the kingdom of God. Why should we, for the fame that a man has, now subdue the word of God? Because we want him to feel comfortable. Your situation is critical. Because I want to preach about the word. I was listening to that twins that used to sing. Those twins way back. Those twins that used to be very popular. P-something here. They said they used to go. They started going to a church some years ago around the Z-Festac or something. So they stopped going. Somebody decided that we want to look for God. They said they decided to start going to church. The moment they saw them in that church, they quickly put them in a committee. Financial committee. They started treating them special. They said, we don't want this thing. We are trying to find God. We have missed our way. They were too happy. The pastor became very cautious of his message. The guy said he saw the way they changed when they noticed they started coming. They started treating them well. So they decided to stop going. They didn't go to church again. Somebody needs salvation. They are rubbing his head. Someone that his leg is already in the fire. We were the ones who sold ourselves short, telling the world that we are one in Christ. We are not one in Christ. We need to help you. The only time people are very humble is when they are sick and the doctor is telling them we want to operate you. They become very quiet because they know that this thing can take their life. When they tell you to sign for your wife that anything can happen, you will now know that this life is very fragile. Meanwhile, they will tell you it's a minor surgery, but just sign. Because if something happens, they don't want to be blamed. Go anywhere. Did you sign? Yes. Case closed. How did we get to the point? We are praying. Standing in the place of prayer is now considered offensive in a service. Say they are praying too much in that church. Yeah? Or people choose the church they want to go based on the number of ACs that are there. Someone told me, say, that's my church. I like them. They have AC, but I want you to be my prophet. I say, I'm not available. I'm not a prophet for hire. Because I don't even know you can give me. I'm telling you, somebody walked into this office, a young lady. Say, my prophet, my pastor doesn't see vision. I say, all this motivational. Say, but I really like you. So I'll be coming here once in a while. I say, don't come. And then I was even proud because I was working in the bank. So I don't need your money. Say, me and you will be. I said, no. I said, how much can you pay me? Because it's Naira. I don't want. Stay with your AC pastor. When your destiny is finally eroded, maybe by then, maybe I may have time, but I'm not sure. Do you think people don't know who is preaching the truth? The one that came from government house at Ogun State and said, I should come and help them. You think they didn't know? You think I was happy when God told me not to take any money from them? Think I was happy? I said it, but I wasn't happy. I said, God said I should turn my back. And I turned my back. I wasn't happy. Because I was living in one year house at Sawmill. You know those areas, Sawmill, Mosalashi, all those areas. all those areas with very funny names. Even the name of the street, you know that is the kind of people that will be living there. Some mill. That's the situation I was dealing in. And God said, don't touch it. Do you know Reverend Hugh Osgood in the UK? Who knows Reverend Hugh Osgood? He's a very elderly British man of God. You know him. He came to Nigeria. He came to my house in that summer. He sat down there. I would say, oh boy. And he doesn't drink water. It's only juice. It's a fresh, original juice. They say, Chivita. I say, it's not original. I just gave him like that. He said, be your missionary journey. Drink it like that. I sat with him. He was talking. He said, God bless you. He said, just pray for me. As we were coming, people are looking and say, when you man come our area today. The man did not say, oh, because I'm living in Somi. He came. He came. He did not plan to come, but he came. He came, entered my house, sat down. Today, when I go to that house, I see, oh boy, you don't get shame. Now, where can this man of God come with this? The place is terrible. But now, wait till I get. But listen, your beginning may be small, but your later hand, please come, you will greatly increase. Your children will greatly, greatly, greatly increase. As we partake of the body today and we drink the wine, every embargo will be lifted. And we stand upon the word God's servant spoke last Sunday, there's going to be a release. So today, we are affirming that we are connected to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the body of Christ. Not just to Harvest Word, every genuine Christian across the globe. So we bless the bread and the wine. For our Lord Jesus said, this is his body and this is his blood. And this is a token. When we partake of this, the reality of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ will become visible in our lives. Amen. And our bodies. I say it to become visible in your life. Amen. And your bodies. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Barrenness on any level will be taken away. Amen. Blindness, physical, spiritual, will be taken away. Amen. Backwardness, poverty. Scripture says, because of us, he became poor. Spiritual poverty, which is the source of material poverty, will be taken away. Amen. We'll be blessed with uncommon wisdom. Amen. By the Spirit of God. Amen. Your youth will be renewed like the eagles. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we'll go around very quickly and if you have anyone that is sick at home, remember to take, if you can, the communion to them if they are at home. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus sets me free.
Yeah, yeah.
From sins and sorrows.
The
blood of Jesus sets me free.
Hey, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus sets me free.
Oh,
from sins and sorrows.
Oh,
the blood of Jesus sets me free.
Yeah, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus sets me free.
From sin and sorrows.
The blood of Jesus sets me free.
Say, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free.
Jesus, Zehikona kafasile ne merosa, Zoha haline kono sofedi sila harosa bedine tolokosa, Jaline tosofa yania sulane brakune tefese tokose kaine, Hasime no keteli hashi hasefalano, Robiane keneto soholene, Hahi kemea no osefa baleno o trates kotole, Indos kefani kene. Ondle ka arano sofa meona ka iseline kuti. Sheniku no se ke yona le hakune lefe urahita ne. Malune iona ninta se sefoluno sosia. Sihirutose esefe ishinato lahia no kose elene kune. Kimia nikano semiyono fele isina asa. Yahura nekeleno nikata ine kusilene. Ino tafaiya na kia no. Ale me orosi kateli kano neke no sofe neyano lukani ramike luo sefa brandi ito sitele kanisa kande hikuno yose kuya kinanyi kelina kia na ase eloro teka leke mura neke tiasi meno kayi na hala irote fasi erefesona sele kura neta robelefe tota Teneke salena. Kuraneke sefele. Zode kaina salan. Tekane salan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, our high priest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 26 and verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus, the Lord Jesus, took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. As we partake this morning, even for those who are online, the Lord comes into a new and established covenant with us as our Lord and as our King. So as we partake, we remember Him. We remember Him as He was led to the cross. We remember Him in the Garden of Gethsemane. We remember Him as He prayed and as He sweated blood. We remember His good works. We remember Him raising the dead, healing the sick. We remember Him loving children. We remember You. We remember You. We remember You as You hung on the cross and as You cried, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. We remember You as You breathed Your last. You said to that man, today, You will be with Me in paradise. And today we remember You. Because we have hope that when we leave this earth, we will be with You. We remember You. That our hope in You is not in vain. Our confidence in You is not a waste. And we remember You. You died. And You rose again. Never to be killed again. But You are now the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. The one with the keys of death and hell in His hands. And we thank You, Lord. Because we remember You. We remember You. Because our life is in Your hands. Our life is not in the hands of Satan. Our lives are now in Your hands. Our families, our lineage, they are now in Your hands. So we remember You this morning, our King and our Lord. And as we partake of this bread, we remember You. We are part of You. Say hi in them and they in us, that we may be one. Thank You, Father. Please go ahead and partake of the bread. And then He took the cup. And when He had given thanks, He gave it to them. And they all drank of it. And He said to them, this is My blood of the New Testament. This is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of this fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. There is going to be another session like this. The day we show up in heaven. And Jesus is waiting for us on that day. Believe me, if you are here and you don't have a covenant relationship with Jesus, you are not born again, you can just say a quick prayer in your heart and just ask Jesus to come into your life and take over and just take ownership of your soul. And you want to start a loving relationship with Him. Because believe me, there is going to be that day and it is not far away.
is not far away, and we will be with him, and then he will repeat this priestly activity again, because this matter is a priestly function, and he will repeat it again. But this time you will not be alone. We will have many people from Iran, we will have from Iraq, we will have from Japan, we will have from across the corners of the earth, and we will all share this drink together to the glory of God. Hallelujah. So today, Lord, we thank you because your blood is flowing in our veins. Your blood is flowing in our veins. And we thank you because your blood is flowing in our veins. And every anomaly is corrected. Every anomaly with our health is corrected. We thank you, Lord, because there is a blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. It is the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, our God, because the night time is over and a new day has come. And we give you glory. We give you glory for the testimony of the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our families, over our children, over our destiny. We thank you, Lord, because it's a new day. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, go ahead and partake of the blood. Oh, precious, oh, precious is the flow that makes me
white as snow.
Aha. Now we move to the final phase of this new season. Jesus said, our Lord Jesus said, he said, if I do not wash your feet, you are not part of me. Jesus was not a high priest that was afar off. There's going to be a supernatural transfer. March 16th. Life of someone here is about to change forever. Do not say that it is 4 months before the harvest. For thus said Lord, behold, the harvest field is white already. That which you have been expecting has come. Jesus taught us, says, do not forbid the little children to come to me, For unto them of such is the kingdom of heaven. The reason why we lay hands is very significant for transfer, identification, representation. For transfer. For what? Identification. And what? So we're going to do this very quickly. We'll come from the far end. The ushers will help me. Now, today, I felt led by the Lord. This, I have, since the day I received it, I have never brought it out. It's always in my I'm somewhere else now. But the Lord told me, this personally as the hands of Baba Omolein on it, and Pastor Ayo, and then mine. So this is the token we are going to use today. Towards your holy temple, towards your holy temple,
towards your holy temple I will run.
Say I come to you, O God,
towards your holy temple, towards your holy temple, towards your holy temple.
Now hold on. Baba Omolein is, I think he's 75 now or 76. And recently, I think a few weeks ago, he was in the UK. The British missionary that led him to Christ. I don't know who heard him share that story. He was led to Sesu. You see, there are labors that only eternity will reveal. Baba Omolein was led to Christ by a missionary that came to Nigeria in 1970-something. The man went back to the UK. The man is very old now. He can't walk, so he has to crawl on his knees and hands. His body is bent. The man was thinking, he said, there's nothing to show and I'm about to die. You know? God kept giving him hope, but you know, he's just alone in that house. And Baba Omolein has been mentioning the name. By the grace of God, that man will come here very soon. So he's been mentioning the name of that man. Nobody could tell him anything about the man. You know, it's not on Instagram. It's not popular. Until somebody heard him. Because I want to tell you how people come into spiritual heritage. Before I use this thing. Huh? You are coming into a grace that you could not have labored for. That's what I'm telling you. He said somebody found the man. He said, I know him. He's very old now. He's so sick. And they took him to that abandoned house. And someone said, are you Reverend Omolein? He said, yes. They come. Then they went to tell the man that he was around. The man crawled out from his bedroom. Baba Omolein said he had to go. He had to lie down. You know, he's old too. He had to lie down so that the man could see him. He was so bent. See, the man said in 1970, maybe 1976 or something. He said, you led me to Christ in Nigeria. The man looked into his eyes and he started weeping. And he said, my master Jesus, thank you. Finally, thank you. He started weeping. The man thought he had nothing to present. When he said, I'm not an evangelist. I have led many to Christ. The man started weeping, and as he was weeping, he laid his hands. Ah, you see, that kind of transfer. The man was weeping profusely. And he was just saying, thank you, Jesus, finally. Now I can come. I gave you an evangelist. I can come now. He was crying. The tears and the mucus on his head. A 75-year-old man. A grandfather. Serve God now. Serve him now. You're not doing it for a man. No. God preserved that missionary to have a glimpse of the glory that was waiting. The man said, even though he couldn't move, he was in prayers every day. That God, he was praying. All the places I've gone to preach as a young person. You know, it seemed that day he did not perform any miracle. But God found a Baba Omoleyin who now caught the fire and continued running till he hit 75. And I heard him say this like 2 weeks ago, and I was so sober. A man that has many spiritual children, now finally meeting the person that led him to Christ, and he now has someone to lay hands on him. Are you saying that? You've laid hands for so many years. People respect you. Now you have seen your own real father in the Lord. And the man was bent. And the man wept. So I want you to know that what you are coming in contact with today is very rare grace. You will go forward. Give me that song.
Monster.
Please come, sir. While I was praying for you, I was standing with you on a very dusty road. And I saw a woman. This woman is someone that you have bloodline connection with. I perceive this is someone in your bloodline, someone that is maybe a pattern, a grand or great grand mother. And she was holding your hand. And I tried to, and I told her, I said, put his hand here, give me his hand. And she refused. And I saw resistance. And so I became quiet. And while I was quiet, I was communicating with this person. And then somehow, I was able to snatch your hand. And I began to lead you away. And now I bring you the word of the Lord. I saw a bag, a very huge bag, and this bag represents all the money you will make in this life. The moment I snatch your hands away from that woman, that bag appeared in your hands. Now, I don't know what's happening to your finance, but I want you to know today, you are going to experience a change. Yeah. Whatever bloodline affiliation, whoever that woman is now canceled. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Congratulations, sir.
Holy temple, towards your holy temple I will go. Say towards your holy temple.
Towards your holy temple.
Has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.